time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, everybody, it's Swap Shop time. This is Glenn Coble. We just had 2 hours talking with James Anderson, who did a fantastic job of talking to us about all sorts of critters. But he brought in an owl, and he brought in, these were deceased, an owl and a couple of bats to look at. He always has something fun to look at. He even brings in animal poop sometimes. Not so much fun, but something to look at. And it's all different, and he can tell you what animal decided to leave that behind. So anyway, so we're on Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble, and you can call in, and you can sell your tchotchkes if you'd like to. We've been a little on the slow side. That might be a good term. Slow side of Swap Shop because of the coronavirus. We understand a lot of people don't really want guests to come to their house, and you know, especially people that they don't know. But if you're comfortable and if you can figure out a way that you can sell an item to somebody, and keep your social distancing and put your mask on and get the right amount of money, give us a call and we'll put it on the air here. We don't accept things that have require registration. Please don't try to sell your house or sell your gun or sell your car or sell your boat on our show. But if you do have like a, there have been several garage sales lately, I've noticed. If you would like to mention your garage sale that's coming up this weekend, feel free to call in and tell us your address, and maybe we can drum up some business for you. Again, make sure you wear the masks and make sure you stay 6 feet away from people if you can. I understand there that would be a problem if you're having a garage sale and you're going to take money from people, but you might be able to figure out a way that you put the money down on the table, and if you have to give change, you put the money back. You know, make sure you have plenty of Purell, I guess. I did not get paid for saying that, so. Anyway, this is Glenn Coble. The number here for Swap Shop, 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. I got a bunch of trivia questions that are kind of cool. They're really not going to be questions so much as I'm going to just tell you. Because they have, all of them have, they are trivia questions, but they also have an explanation of the trivia after the question. And so it's going to be tough for me to, there might be a few that I can open the mics up and have you call in you know, answer some of these questions. Like this one. I really can't ask you to call in because this is kind of vague. Americans eat enough hot dogs on the 4th of July to stretch from one town in the United States to another 5 times. Okay, I'm going to tell you what the cities are. You can eat. We eat enough hot dogs on July 4th to go from Washington, D.C. to Los Angeles five times. That's a lot of indigestions. That's more than 150 million hot dogs, according to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Did you know there was such a thing? I wonder if they come to our Bratwurst Festival. I wonder if they're associated with that at all. But that's not all. Between Memorial Day and Labor Day, Americans consume a whopping, and I mean whopping, 7 billion hot dogs, or 818 every second. That's all, really? Okay, you could probably figure that out per state, and then maybe even figure out how many each state is eating. I don't know. I wonder if you eat more hot dogs in Ohio than you eat in Alaska or Hawaii. In Hawaii, they're more expensive because you have to ship them over there. Oh, me. Hey, we're listening to Swap Shop, and if you have anything to swap or sell, give us a call, 740-383-9944. The term dog days of summer comes from astronomy. Does that surprise you? It kind of surprised me. I just felt that, you know, it got hot, so the dogs lay under the tree and turn their air conditioner on, which is they pant. But the phrase wasn't inspired by a lethargic, overheated puppy dog. The dog in question is Sirius, and that's a constellation in the sky. Well, actually, it's not a constellation. It is a star in the sky, which is called the Dog Star, which rises in the sky during late July as part of the Greater Dog Constellation, according to the National Geographic. To Greeks and Romans, the dog days indicated the hottest time of the year, and therefore probably is one of the reasons why it got kind of tagged as the days when doggies lay under the shade of a tree and breathe heavily. What was that? I was going to say something about astronomy, and I forgot what it was. Oh, well, I'll get back to that maybe. The world's largest cruise ship. Okay. Oh, well, we've got a call. Let's see what we're going to talk about. You're on the air. This is Swap Shop. How can we help you?
Hey, this Glenn?
Yeah, you got Glenn.
Hey, could you give me the number, if you have it, the guy that works on bicycles? I got one here at the house I picked up a while back. I was going to repair it, but I'll just give it to him if he wants it.
I got it right here, and I'm sure that he will be glad to help you out. What a nice man that he does that for free, or repairs bikes. And if you got one to give him, he was running short last week or 2 weeks ago. 740-382-8655. Did you get that?
Let me
382-8655.
I got it.
Okay, very good. Thanks a lot for thinking of him.
Have a
good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Great. That's we can even do things like that. The gentleman, excuse me, I had to put my wallet back in my pants. The gentleman who repairs bicycles, and he'll repair a bicycle for free. I always tell people you ought to give him a tip. You know, $10 wouldn't hurt. $5, okay. $50, even better. But I doubt that would, if he's going to do it for free, $50 is a lot. Anyway, he would be more than happy to help you out. And he also will take bikes. Hang on, we've got another phone call. Hi, this is Swap Shop. How can we help you?
Oh, how you doing, Glenn? How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Oh, just terrific, man. Just terrific.
What can we do for you today?
Hey, Glenn, I've got a TV. It's I think it's a 19-inch colored. It's a colored.
Okay.
And somebody can use it. I don't want somebody come get it, tear it down and for the copper's in it or whatever. I'll give it to them.
Okay.
I'll give it to somebody that can use it. And
okay.
It worked fine the last time I used it. That's just got part of, well, I don't need it. Let's put it that way.
Is it the old fashioned that requires you get a box to run it?
I didn't understand. I didn't understand on the radio. It was old side. Now, come by me again.
Is it one of those the older versions of the TV that you have to have a box to convert it so you can watch stuff?
Well, no, I didn't have no box for
okay.
it. No.
Well, if you have an antenna, you may not need to do that. So.
Yeah. Well, you. I don't know, but I had it hooked up.
Okay.
I'm on the cable something, and I had it hooked up the cable. And
very good.
It worked fine, I mean, and got remote with it and everything.
Okay.
And I figured, well, if somebody can use it, they're more than welcome to have it. It's just got
all
fun.
Right. Well, what's your...
I don't want to send it out and let somebody pick it up for junk. That's what I'm going to do if nobody wants.
Gotcha.
So, okay, number?
Yeah, give me your phone number.
740?
Yep.
382-0383.
Let me read this back to you. You have a 19-inch color TV. You think it's a 19-inch. And you're going to give it away. And
yep.
Your phone number is 740-382-0383. Is that correct?
That's right.
Hey, thanks for calling Swap Shop. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We're giving stuff away free now. that's cool, though. I'd rather give it away. I agree with him. I'd rather give it away to somebody that can use it than just to, you know, junk it. So let's hope we can get that taken care of. You're listening to Swap Shop, and if you'd like to give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 9944 is WWGH if you look on your phone. All right. Got another phone call. Let's go back to the phone. You're on the air. This is Swap Shop. How can we help?
Glenn.
Yes, sir.
I want to advertise the garage sales for Grandview Estates this weekend starting Saturday. All Grandview Estates are having garage sales.
Okay, tell us where Grandview Estates is. I think I know, but...
It's kind of on Pauline, north on Pauline Road.
North on Pauline Road, and then you turn left into it, right?
Yeah, you'll turn left into Grandview, but they're having all the yard sales this weekend, so I wanted to advertise that.
All right, and just... Well, we won't leave a phone number, but we'll just keep reminding people today to get out there. Now, when are they going to run? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, or
they usually just run on starting the first on Saturday.
Okay.
Pretty well all day. Now, I imagine some probably would run into the next day, but
okay.
Most of the time it's just
mainly
just
Saturday. All right.
Mainly Saturday.
Very good. Maybe we'll get some people out there to shop around.
Yeah, they need to try to get more out there for advertising. I've been telling people about the number and you and everything with this. So when I see them have a garage sale and I go, I tell them and give them your number. So.
Okay, great. Well,
all
hopefully
right,
people will call in and we'll try to get some people out there for you. Have
all
a great
right,
day.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling Swap Shop.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, that's a good one. I've been out to it before. Out at Grandview Estates, they're having their, you know, like a neighborhood garage sale. And it's more than a neighborhood. There are lots of houses out there that participate in this garage sale. So if you're looking for a fun thing to do, yeah, just go out and take a look. If nothing else, maybe you'll find some tchotchke you've got to have, right? And it's out at Grandview Estate. You go out Pauline Road, I don't remember how many miles, but just outside of the town limits, I think it is, and you turn left into that Grandview Estates area, and I bet they'll have signs out there, so we hope you get out there and have some fun. Be careful, be safe, all right? but go out and help the neighbors get rid of some of their tchotchkes, right? All right. You're listening to WWGH Swap Shop, and I'm Glenn Copeland. Thanks for calling in. We'll go over these things a couple more times and give you the numbers again. If you want to call in, 740-383-9944 here on Swap Shop. We're starting to pick up a little bit on Swap Shop. I've noticed in the last 3 or 4 weeks, we've had 2 or 3 people calling in. We've already hit 3. We're starting to pick back up. People are a little more confident on how they can stay safe and healthy. I think mind your P's and Q's, wear the masks, stay 6 feet away from people, and you can be a normal human being again. All right? But please be safe and be respectful of other people. There are people that cast aspersions upon you if you're wearing a mask. It's for their health as well as yours. Okay, hang on. We got another phone call here. Hi, you're on the air. This is Swap Shop. How can we help you?
Hey, Glenn.
Yeah.
Carrie Ann.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, I got swapped this morning. But what I was talking about was, remember yesterday I said that about Scott picking on you all the time?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, you should buy something to pick on Scott.
Yeah.
Who picks on you all the time? You gotta figure out something that you can pick on him.
Well, I think I pick on him a lot. I think I said he was stupid yesterday.
Yeah, but I know. But he's all that on you. I figured you gotta be able to get on him.
Okay, well, I appreciate
yesterday, I tell you what, that was a fun show.
Yeah, we had a good time. We did have a good time.
That was fun.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, Bob.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. All right. One of our regular callers, Bob, called in a lot yesterday because we had a great show yesterday. We had Terry and Scott and myself, and we were picking on each other pretty good. We had a good day. And nice thing about this radio station, we are your station, and a lot of people like to. They listen along. You don't have to call in to enjoy yourself. Just sit back and listen to us make fools out of ourselves, right? All right. The question is, well, the world's largest cruise ship is the length of how many football fields? What do you think? I'll give you 3 minutes if you want to call in on that one. How many football fields will fit the length of the world's largest cruise ship? I'll tell you, the world's largest cruise ship is with Royal Caribbean's. It's called Harmony of the Seas. That's the name of it. We'll give you the information. I'll give you a couple minutes to call in. This is not a big challenge. You're only going to get an attaboy. All right. Humans are scientifically proven to be happier in the summer. All these trivia questions I'm asking today have some relationship to do with summer. And why would you think scientifically we've proven that people are happier in the summer? Okay, let's go back to the phone here. Hello, you're on Swap Shop. How can we help you?
This cruise ship is 3 football fields long.
Well, my thing says it is, hang on. Mine says it has 18 decks. It's around 1,200 feet long, and it can fit 3 football fields. You're absolutely right. Can you imagine being on a ship that's 1,200 feet long? Holy cow.
That is a pretty good size ship.
That's a good size ship. I used to race on a little 31-foot sailboat. That might just run over us. Anyway, you get an attaboy. You won.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, 3 football fields. Holy cow. He got that right on the nose. 3 football fields long. 300 feet. each football field. Well, actually, you know, you could probably put a fourth football field in there. Maybe they're measuring the tall part of the ship as opposed to the nose and the tail end. Oh, well. Anyway, humans are scientifically proven to be happier in the summer. If you notice you're feeling more chipper in the warm months, you're definitely not alone. Now, my wife is like that. In the summer, when the sun is out, she's a lot more chipper. Neither one of us are totally chipper anymore. Once you hit 70, you cease to be totally chipper. You're chipper when you're chipper. this study took place in 2011 for the journal Science, and it found researchers looked at the tweets of some 2.4 million people around the world, and they determined that people are happier during the summer months. There are probably some people that are not happy during the summer months. And these summer months might be a little different since we have the virus hanging over our head. But that was done back in 2011, I guess it was. This one's kind of stupid. What is the longest barbecue? Well, the longest barbecue on record. Now, obviously, this was done by Guinness World Records. Recorded the longest barbecue, and they mean time-wise, was recorded to last 80 hours. Surely one cook didn't stay up and do that whole thing, right? But that is the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest time for a barbecue. And the grill master was Jan Grief of Columbus, Georgia, not Columbus, Ohio, Columbus, Georgia. He cooked 1,000 hot dogs, 558 hamburgers, 526, I don't know what that is. It's called a Boer Wors, which is a South African sausage. I never heard of that. And 104 pieces of chicken and 200 pieces of corn. Sounds like a good place where I get nice and fat. Okay, well, I'm fat already. But he set the world record on April 27th, 2014. So that's the challenge now. You got to cook for 81 hours, right? And break the Guinness World Records, all right? You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. We're here on WWGH 107.1. If you'd like to call us and give us sell something, it's 740-383-9944. 9944, the last four digits, okay? There's an annual underwater music festival in the Florida Keys. Did you know that? How in the world do you play music underwater? Oh, I bet they'll tell us how we do that. I used to play string bass, and I can't imagine. Well, first of all, the string bass would float to the surface. It would be kind of tough it was all wood. Wooden air. Anyway, there are plenty of music festivals to check out this summer. But if you want to really experience the underwater music festival, you have to go to Low Key Reef in Florida. And it's held annually for more than three decades. So it's well established. And it includes pre-selected radio playlist. That is streamed live underwater on speakers, underwater speakers, so snorkelers and divers can swim around and look at the coral and listen to some music. What if you don't like the music? Oh, my. Oh, good. I'm getting a phone call on my own phone that's coming in from the United States. That one's going to be declined. Do you get those? I get them all the time. From the United States, if your phone call says you're from the United States, I'm pretty sure that's spam, right? Is it right? So, no, yes, spam. Okay, what are the number of whales spotted near New York City? or has it increased or decreased? Well, I'm going to tell you, it's increased by 540% since 2010. If you go swimming and there are all those whales outside of New York City, you got to make some room, I think. Thanks to the clean waters and several environmental policies, we have really increased the number of whales outside of New York City. I think that sounds like a good thing to me. I'm going to have, next time we have James Anderson on, I'm going to tell him about that. I wish I had read this before he left, and we would have talked about the whale sightings outside New York City. In 2010, there were 5 sightings. By the 2018, there were 272 sightings. That's a lot of whales right outside of New York. I like New York, and I like whales. Maybe I'll go visit there. If we ever get that, my wife and I are always looking at a new RV. I'm looking. She's kind of poo-pooing it. But maybe we'd go out to New York and see the whales. I don't know if you can go whale watching off New York's harbor. Be fun. Okay, this is kind of cool, and I'm mentioning this because it's kind of fun to try to watch. It can also be very frustrating. One of the most stunning meteor showers of the year peaks in mid-August. If you're an avid stargazer, you'll be excited to learn that it's this annual meteor shower takes place in the summer between July 14th and August 24th. It's the Perseids shower, there are lots of meteors that shoot across the sky. But you know, you can really get frustrated. If you live in the city, it's a little hard to see them. And if there are clouds, it's impossible to see them. And it's not like they shoot 4 or 5 a minute. It may be 1 a minute, and then it may be 4 or 5, or then it could be nothing for a few minutes. It's kind of random. So it can get frustrating. Just keep looking up. What you do is you get a lawn chair that lays back and get your you don't even need binocular or anything like that, because you can see it pretty clearly. But lay back with your puppy dog like I do, maybe get an adult beverage, and just lay there and watch the sky roll by. Make sure you don't do it on a cloudy night or a rainy night. That's really a bad idea. Hey, by the way, we've got a couple of things going on here. There's a garage sale that you're invited to. Everybody's invited to this garage sale. It's out at Granville Estates. Now, to get to Granville Estates, you go out Pole Lane Road. You go north, my guess is 2 or 3 miles. It's not too far past the airport. You'll turn left. I'm sure they have signs out there on Pole Lane Road, because that's the easiest way to get there. And do some shopping. It's kind of fun. Make sure you do it safely. Wear your mask and make sure you have some sanitizer with you so you can clean your hands. Try to stay at least 6 feet away from everybody. And I know that might be difficult when you're doing the money thing, but also remember that money is kind of dirty. So after you're finished with your shopping, put a little more Purell on and keep yourself safe. I was worried about it. I was having a dream last night that I was sick, and I'm sure it came from watching too much television about the COVID-19 epidemic that's running rampant throughout the United States. But anyway, garage sale out at Granville Estates. Make sure you head that way, probably mainly on Saturday. All right, mainly on Saturday. All right, now there might be some people that'll have stuff out either the day before or the day after, but if you want to get the big stuff and the most amount of stuff, go out on Saturday to the Granville Estates garage sale, and it's out there off of Polane Road. Also, we have a gentleman that is being very magnanimous today. I don't know if that word is the right word I need, but he's giving away a 19-inch color TV for free. It works. He's used it, but he doesn't need it anymore, and he's giving it away for free. So if you want it, give him a call. You ready? You got your pencil ready? 740-382-0383. All right, we've got another phone caller. Let's see what this person's talking about. All right, you're on Swap Shop. How can we help you?
Yeah, it's Grandview Estates, not Granville.
Oh, I'm sorry, and I had Grandview Estates written down. I'm
okay.
I'm sorry. Grandview Estates. I'm going to put that in big letters so I don't say Granville.
Have a good day.
All right, thanks a lot for the correction. All right, bye-bye. All right. Well, you know, when you get old, you forget things. You get a little senile here in the old good old days. That garage sale is the Grandview Estates, and it's out there off of Polane Road. Go out and help them out, all right? Please. After I made that big mistake, you need to go out there and help them out. Saturday, mainly on Saturday. So don't go today. Don't go tomorrow. Saturday and maybe a little bit on Sunday, all right? All right. And the 19-inch color TV for free, call 740-382-0383. All right, let's see. Where am I? Okay, we talked about the meteor showers. Make sure if you're going to go out sometime between July 14th and the 24th, to watch these meteor showers through the space, make sure you do it on a clear night. It would be better if you can get out in the country because the lights of the city kind of make it a little hard to see. But I have seen them from my backyard in the city, so you can do it. All right, the Eiffel Tower. Now this, I don't understand. It's like, you know, that ball in our cemetery that keeps revolving. This is kind of like that type of thing. Now, that is a true fact. I don't know if you don't know about that ball. That is one of my favorite things about Marion, is going out and looking at that ball. It's on kind of the northeast side of the cemetery across from the memorial. There are a bunch of little balls, I don't know, 12, 14 inches. Oh, they're bigger than that. But smaller balls than the big one. And this big ball, it's made out of granite, and it keeps revolving. And by the way, I believe that's in the Guinness Book of World Records as well. But this is a tale about similar to that. The Eiffel Tower gets 6 inches taller in the summer. Now, what in the world? I'd like to get 6 inches taller in the summer. When I was younger, that might help me pick up chicks. I never was very good at that anyway. Especially after I turned, 24 when I got married. I was miserable at that. If you want to see the Eiffel Tower in all of its glory, you want to head to Paris in the middle of the summer where the Eiffel Tower is 6 inches taller. I guess that has to do with the expansion of the metal, and that's why it gets bigger. Now, this one is kind of a crazy one. By the way, you're listening to Swap Shop, and if you'd like to sell some of your tchotchkes, call us at 740-383-9944. The biggest bonfire ever was 14 stories tall. Now, how do you measure that? You get a cherry picker, and you stand up there and put your hand out at 14 feet, and if it singes your fingers, that's how high it is. I really don't know how they decide that. Or is it the bunch of stuff that they were burning was 14 feet, stories tall. You know, that's 140 feet. I guess they know what they're talking about, because it's in the Guinness Book of World Records. You know, when I was a young guy, my dad was a minister in South Bend, Indiana, and the ministers' association would burn Christmas trees for people. You know, so you get rid of your Christmas tree, and you dragged it over to this giant park. I think it was Pottawatomie Park, named after the Indians that lived in the area, or the Native Americans, as they are called, in the area. And they made this very, very large pile of evergreen trees. And then when the sun went down, probably on Twelfth Night, that's when we take our tree down, 12 nights after Christmas, probably on 12th night is when they burned it. I don't remember, but they set them on fire. And boy, you could feel the warmth of those trees burning. You better be standing back, because they really were set aglow when they were set on fire. Well, you can imagine, pine trees burn pretty hot. Do you know how many different varieties of watermelon they are? There are. I'll give you a couple, 3 minutes if you want to test your brains against the other people that are out there listening. I'll give you 3 minutes to answer this. How many varieties of watermelon are there? Now, this is according to the Watermelon Board. For some reason or other, that just doesn't sound like a board that there should be, but that's what they say. And they will tell you how many varieties of watermelons there are. Let's see, we've got somebody calling in here. I got to make sure I turn everything on right so that you're on Swap Shop. This is Glenn. How can we help you?
You were talking about bonfires.
Yeah.
I think several years ago, they had, at some university in Texas, they always had this great big bonfire that they built up for rallies and and I don't know how tall it was, but I think they measured it, but then it collapsed on a bunch of people.
Oh, my.
And they had to outlaw it.
Yeah, I would imagine. I think they've outlawed the one I was talking about in South Bend, because the heat got so bad that it was, you know, it would kill any vegetation around it. And
But I think this collapsed while they were building it.
Yikes.
And the people all got, because I think they build it out of skids and stuff like that.
The moral of the story is, don't build bonfires.
Yeah, I can't remember what university it was. I'm pretty sure it was a college.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thought maybe you'd remember that.
No, I'm old enough to. I just don't.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's kind of interesting. It's kind of sad, too. And yes, I am old enough to remember most of the history of the United States, but my brain is slowing down. me. Yeah, I tried to figure out how many presidents I've lived under. I think it's 16. I really I'll have to go back and count up again. Ever since Truman. So I don't remember Mr. Truman. I do remember Ike. I was, matter of fact, my folks were devout Republicans, and they helped Eisenhower's campaign by having their son. Eisenhower came to South Bend, Indiana, and they gave me a box of I Like Ike buttons, and I walked with my mom down the parade route and handed them out. So that's my very first step into politics. Most of them have not been as successful as that one. All right. Let me give you a couple things that we've got. We've got a garage sale that we'd like you to get out to. It's at Grandview Estates, not Granville, like I said. Grandview Estates. That's just off of Pole Lane Road. You go up Pole Lane Road past the airport and turn left there. I'm sure they'll have signs out there. But head out that way. Saturday is the big day. They might have a few still going on Friday or on Saturday or Sunday. See, that's the problem with getting older. Definitely on Saturday at Grandview Estates, they're going to have a garage sale, and we hope you get out there. Look around, you know, you might see something that will make your life worth living. Also, we have a 19-inch color TV that a gentleman is willing to give it away. He'd rather give it away to somebody that can use it than to junk it, right? He says it works. He's used it recently. 740-382-0383. That's 740-382-0383. And don't forget the garage sale. And that garage sale, by the way, that's on Saturday at Grandview Estates. It's a pretty big garage sale. I've been to it. And there are lots of places and lots of people that will be showing their wares. All right, let's see. Oh, here's one that I thought was that you might be interested in. There are more babies born in the summer than any other time of the year. Now, I'm going to let you do your own arithmetic, okay? But it's prime time for birthdays in the months of June, July, and August, I guess. Summer starts in June 21st and ends August September 21st, so it may go into September. There are more babies born in that time. August, by the way, is the most popular birthday month with 12.7% of all birthdays occurring then. September, June, and July come in second and third. There's a tie here. Anyway, more babies are born in the summer. That's got to be terrible for moms. You know, having to walk around with a 8-pound bowling ball inside your tummy in the middle of July and 103-degree temperature outside. I'm glad I'm a guy. I'm going to leave it at that. All right. Do you know the number of sea turtles nests in Florida has increased more than 85,000% in the past 40 years? That's kind of amazing. And sea turtles are so cute. I'm sure, and this is kind of a sad part of that, I'm sure they are dinner for an awful lot of animals. There are 85,000% more sea turtles in the past 40 years than there used to be. Let's see. The North Atlantic green sea turtle nests in Florida. And by 2017, that number had climbed to 53,102. Prior to that, there were only 62 known. They had really diminished. Wasn't there one that I was... Oh, yeah. Nobody called in on how many varieties of watermelon there are. There are 300. Now, this is according to the Watermelon Board, which sounds very official. There are 300 varieties of watermelon, and that includes everything from the mini ones and the seedless ones and, you know, the yellow ones. But there are 300 varieties of watermelon. I love watermelon. I used to eat it all the time at summer camp. I don't eat it so much anymore. It's not as sweet as it used to be, I don't think. Or maybe that's my getting older. There's enough water in an Olympic-sized swimming pool to take 9,400 baths. Well, And that's not terribly scientific, but there are 660,000 gallons of water in an Olympic-sized pool. Let me go over the things that we've already got here that we're trying to help people sell. There's a 19-inch color TV for free, absolutely free. It works. Call 740-382-0383. That's 740-382-0383. And then we also have the Grandview Estates Garage Sale, and that'll be happening mainly on Saturday. There might be a few still open on Sunday, but head on out that way. It's not two people with a garage sale. It's a big garage sale, and I remember being out there and really enjoying myself. As a matter of fact, I pretty much believe I bought a couple of things from a couple of different places the last time I had headed out to the Grandview Estates garage sale. And I hope you are able to get out there and do it safely, please. We want to have you back next week.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio.